Lord, you are the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor. Please mercifully glance towards me. I have fallen into the ocean of illusion, where veils in the form of material desire are trying to swallow me. Please, O Lord, please protect me. Since my birth, I have committed unlimited offenses and have not worshipped you without duplicity. Nevertheless, you are my only shelter. O Lord of my life, please do not neglect me. There's no one more fallen than me. O Lord Shyama Sundar, you are known as the savior of the fallen. Please know, if you neglect me, I have no alternative in life. Even if I be an offender, you are my only hope, just as the husband is the only hope for a chaste wife. O Lord of my heart, please hear my prayer. You are the Supreme Lord. Please do not reject me. Even if I commit offenses, please know you are my only protector. Please give me some insignificant service and consider me your servant. Oh, my heart is pierced by lusty desires, and so I do not know what is beneficial for me. Without help, I cannot vanquish these material desires in my polluted mind. But my Lord, are you not the wish-fulfilling desire tree? Please therefore accept and purify me, and let everyone see your mercy. O my Lord, please look throughout the three worlds. I guarantee you, there's no one more fallen than me. Be celebrated as the deliverer of Narottam throughout the three worlds of birth and death. Let it be known that Lord Shyama Sundar is the deliverer of the fallen souls. Therefore, O Giridhari, make me your own servant. O Lord, look at me. See how unhappy I am. Please make me happy by inspiring me to perform Sankirtan. My greatest fear is that I will not be able to surpass the impediments on the path of my devotional service. That's why I pray to you constantly. Now we will hear the determination of the pure devotee. I will meditate on Radha and Krishna. I will not speak about any other topics, even in my dreams. I will not hanker for anything else except loving service to the divine couple. Just as a fish out of water feels great distress and dies, similarly, your devotee feels distressed without love of God. And as the Chataka bird drinks only rainwater, similarly, your devotee relishes only love of God. And just as a bumblebee is attached to honey, a Chakora bird is attached to the nectar of the moon, and a chaste wife is attached to her husband, and a poor man is attached to wealth. Similarly, the minds of your devotees are attached to the loving service of Radha and Krishna. Oh, I declare, material enjoyments, I find them full of poison, but my foolish mind considers them pleasing. Please do not think that these enjoyments are a source of happiness. Understand them to be distress. Be absorbed in full thought of Govinda. Associate with his devotees and conclude that loving devotional service is the goal of life. Only those who are overwhelmed with nescience do not take to the path of devotion. Such persons are full of false ego, pride, and innumerable useless desires. They are most fallen in this world and are devoid of bhakti. Now my heart feels pleasure. O my mind, I request you, abandon everything and serve the Supreme Controller, Lord Hari, with a desire to attain love of God. Mind, foolish mind, hanker only for the service of Govinda, the reservoir of all pleasure. Here's a verse about Yamaraj. Do not put faith in this temporary material body, because Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, is waiting next to this body. And the flow of material activities is just like the ocean of sorrow. Consider this properly and worship the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna with attachment under the guidance of sadhu and shastra. O brother, I have thus described the science of devotional service to you. Please give up all material desires. You can perform loving devotional service by the mercy of your spiritual master. O brother, remember, the most successful method of devotional service is to constantly remember the pastimes of Krishna in the association of devotees. When one attains loving devotional service, then his mind will be fully purified and the distress of his heart will be vanquished. Realize the material world is cheating you. Material desires are killing you by hanging you with ropes. O servant of Hari, lament, lament. Associate with devotees and engage in discussing the topics of love of God. Then all your dangers will be vanquished. Absorb yourself internally in the thought of Sri Krishna while externally practicing the 9 processes of devotional service. And yes, brother, always pray with humility. One should chant the names of Hari without deviation. Without the achievement of this goal of life, everything is wasted.